Pacifica ethnic-specific COVID-19 vaccination drives are proving successful across Aotearoa, and now efforts are turning towards increasing youth vaccination rates. Organisations like Pacifica Futures are currently exploring ways to reach out and support Pacifica young people getting vaccinated. Jessica spoke to Communications Manager Emily Mooley about Pacific Youth Stand Up, a group of nominated people coming together to share insights on the experiences of Pacifica youth during COVID-19.
Could you just explain to some of our listeners some of the work that you've been doing during this time of COVID-19, particularly around supporting Pacifica young people?
So yeah, Pacifica Futures, we've been quite busy since lockdown started, just supporting Pacific families. The times get tougher in lockdowns like this. So just been supporting them with food packages, supporting schools who have been impacted, especially here in South Auckland. But for myself, I've been part of a Pacific Youth Stand Up. So that's a group of young people who have been nominated by different agencies and organisations just to come together twice a week and then share about what they're doing for Pacific young people and then share some insights as to how we can better engage with them. So we've been part of that and just sharing some of the insights that we know in terms of communications and what's happening with the mass vaccination events as well, and trying to share that so we can get as many of our young people along to get vaccinated, but also make sure that they have the right information so that they understand that and that they know that they can also be that connect for their family. So if there's information that needs to come out from us or different organisations, they're able to relay that to their families.
And you sit on the Ministry of Health's youth panel. So can you tell us a little bit about what some of those discussions have been like and what sort of issues or maybe discussions you've been bringing to the table there?
So that's that Pacific Youth Stand Up. People have been sharing just their experiences with the young people that they engage with. So we've noticed that the uptake of vaccinations for Pacific youth are still quite low. I think they're just over 50% now for first dose. And so we're just trying to figure out ways of better engaging our young people with the information that's out there and then trying to push them along to get vaccinated. People have shared their own experiences. We've had some young people on who have shared their experiences in MIQ who have actually had COVID and what that's been like for them. So using those insights from young people and helping that inform our approach. Those have been some of the conversations. It's been real awesome seeing a lot of the initiatives happening out there. You know, there's a lot of TikTok challenges and, you know, different innovative ways on how to engage our young people. But I think the main focus is trying to get our people vaccinated and getting them along to all these ethnic specific vaccination drives.
Yeah, so we've seen a bunch of these community-led ethnic specific vaccination drives pop up in the last couple of weeks in particular. How have those been going? I guess specifically you could speak to in your community.
Yeah, they've been going really good. I think everyone's kind of rallied around each other to support. I'm Tongan, so we've had our first one, I think 2 weeks back now, and we had it in Mangere, and almost, I think it was around over 3,000 people vaccinated in that mass vaccination event, but we made sure to engage our people in a way that we understand and that we know. And so if you'd seen photos and seen videos from that event, you know, we had the big Tongan flags up the front, there was music, there was dancing, and we tried to make it as fun as possible and as Tongan as possible, and that got along a lot of our people to come along. There was also, you know, food vouchers available, made sure that the process was easy and our partners were there to support. Over the weekend, they just had the Niuean, Cook Islands, Samoan vaccination drives, and those have gone really well here in South Auckland. And there's some more coming up this week around the country.
And have you sort of heard from any people concerns about us moving to level 3 and that what that might mean for communities that have been quite highly affected by COVID-19? Or are people keen to be able to get back into the community a little bit more and things like that?
Yeah, I think level three didn't really change much for a lot of us. It definitely didn't change the support that we were providing to families. The demand was still really high for food and for rent and all those kind of things. So I think, yes, you know, people are keen to get back out into the community, but I think there's also a little bit of hesitancy. I know for my own family and my own community, you know, because Delta is so much more contagious and the impacts of that in our wider community, I know my family wants to stay inside and make sure that everyone's safe so we don't pass it on. So yeah, there is a little bit of hesitancy, but I think people are just trying to be careful about protecting each other. But yeah, in terms of the demand and the need that's still out there in the community, it's much the same. You know, people were struggling before lockdown, and so this has kind of highlighted that. And we're just trying our best to make sure that we support however we can.
This week is Mental Health Awareness Week. There's been some concerns raised about particularly young people's mental health during lockdown. Do you have any insights on this and what's been done or what young people are working on to support mental health efforts in their communities?
Definitely. I think it's really important to acknowledge that this is a really difficult time for a lot of people, for a lot of young people as well. You know, this has affected not just families, but it's affected school, it's affected your lifestyle, your routine. And I think the message that we want to make sure people understand is that, you know, you're not alone in this, and it's normal to feel, you know, some type of way going through something like this. This is not a normal event. Going into a level four, level three lockdown is not, you know, not normal. And so there are a lot of services out there that are specifically tailored to young people. I know the Mental Health New Zealand Mental Health website has a lot of numbers that you can call. So I would just let everyone know to reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out. There's always someone that's there to listen. And, you know, nothing, no conversation, no thoughts will go void. I think it's important to know that, especially in this week, we acknowledge, you know, it's hard, but there are a lot of people that are standing there with you and who are there to help and to listen.
And just lastly, I guess if any young people or people are listening and want to attend one of these vaccination drives, how often are these sort of happening and where can people get information on that?
So they're popping up all over the place, and I think on social media you'll see that there's a lot of flyers and information going out. What we're going to do is we're going to collate all those different events and details and then put it up on our Facebook page and all our social media platforms. So that's Pasifika Futures. For this week especially, there's a Tongan Youth vaccination event that starts on Friday, this Friday, and goes to Saturday. It is Tuvalu Language Week, so there's a Tuvalu, Kiribati and Tokelauan vaccination drive out in Te Aritu, so that's this week. Rally Your Village, that South Seas are running, that's at Vodafone Event Centre, that starts this weekend as well. So there's quite a few, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page. And you guys can go and check it out there. And everyone is welcome. You know, even though it's a Tongan Youth vaccination event, everyone is welcome to come along to any of these.
That was Emily Mulley from Pasifika Futures on increasing youth vaccination rates. And that was a piece by Jess.